Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. We're all familiar with this passage in Genesis and the continuing verses that describe the creative work of God. And we typically discuss it from God's perspective about His mighty power or His creativity. But very rarely, at least in my experience, do we talk about it from the vantage point of God's boldness. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's bold. There was nothing. There was no thing to build from. All there was the triune God, and out of Him, He creates. And how did we respond to that boldness? Well, in the garden, our parents were bold. They knew God personally. They talked to Him regularly. They experienced His love constantly. And yet, they boldly defied Him, seeking to acquire for themselves more than they had been given. That is bold. And that boldness, apart from God, we call sin. And the consequences of that action, the consequences of them being bold against God, reverberates even today. It's devastating. And it would have been catastrophic if not for God's bold response. "I will put enmity between you and the woman," God says to Satan, "and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And He sends His only Son, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect life and to gather unto Himself the bold, sinful acts of all of us across all time. And He carries those sins on His shoulders up to the cross. And with a boldness only possible by God, He suffers the punishment for every one of our sins. See, each sin was a bold action against God. Yet His response was a bold action for us. And I bring all of this up because it lays the foundation for the parable in today's gospel reading. "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more." You see, these actions were bold. The first servant received something like $2 million in today's currency. And based on his abilities, not on his interests or his desires, but on his abilities that were given to him by God, He boldly used what was loaned to him. And he created. Both servants created. But the third one, not so much. But he who had received the one talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. He was bold too, very bold. But he was bold in a way that paralleled Adam and Eve. Into his hands were placed gifts that belonged to the master. Gifts that he was expected to use. Gifts that he could have used because of his abilities. But he did nothing with these gifts. He let them sit idle, unused, and hidden from view. His boldness was apart from God. It was sinful. And that's why the master was so angry. He also, who had received the one talent, came forward saying, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master answered him, "You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest." "Why were you not bold?" the master asks him. His anger was not about the increase of money. It wouldn't have even been about the loss of that money. It was all about the servant's lack of boldness. You see, when we contemplate this parable, we view it through the lens of an investment, of increasing or decreasing what has been given to us. And we see the risks as one where we either make or lose. But like everything else with Jesus, the world is flipped on its head. The parable is not about gaining or losing. It's about using. It's about using the gifts that God has given us to further his kingdom. It's about being bold with our talents, with our gifts that he has provided to us. It's about using them for his glory, not our own. And it's about not being afraid to use them. See, we've all been given talents, every single one of us, regardless of our age. They're all based on our ability to use them boldly for God. That's why he gave them to us. And some have the gift of teaching, and others have the gift of science or art. It doesn't matter what the gift is. And it doesn't even matter if you like the gift. What matters is that you have been entrusted with it, and you must not, you cannot let it sit idle. Can you play an instrument? Can you sing? Can you build or cook? Can you teach? These are gifts that have been given to you. And just as it is sinful to use these talents to further ourselves, it's sinful not to use them at all. Consider the places, just even here in this church, where you can use the gifts that God has given and entrusted to you. And what joy there is in using those gifts to God's glory. We've seen the teachers with eyes filled with tears as their students are confirmed in faith. And those in the kitchen that bake and cook and serve those who have no food. We see the delight that musicians bring in a wedding service. You see, God gives to each of us these gifts, and He calls us to use them in creative ways. I once heard a saying that we have been invited into the imagination of God. I think that's what it means. That we are to use our talents and our gifts, not just in ordinary, but in extraordinary ways. We're invited to be creative in how we use them for His glory. We are to be the dreamers and the visionaries of today's church, and we are to use them to boldly proclaim to the world that Jesus is alive. That He's alive today, just like when He walked on this earth. We are to use our gifts to reach into the hearts and the souls of those who do not believe or those who persecute us. We're to be creative in our pursuit of all of them. And we are not to be afraid of failing in our investment, whatever that might mean. But to use that which God has given us in boldness and in resolve. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. So we too should act with the boldness that mimics Him. Will you pray with me? Father, we each know the gifts that You have entrusted to us. And we know the many times that we have hidden them or used them for our own glory. But today we stand boldly, ready to renew our commitment to use what You have given us to bring others back to You. To use what You have loaned us for the glory of Your name. We will not squander or hide that which You have entrusted to us, but will instead go forth as the church triumphant in bold proclamation to the world. We'll be creative and passionate in our pursuit of all Your people, just as You have been creative and passionate in Your creation and salvation of us. Lord, we ask You to strengthen and encourage us as we face the forces of evil that work against us. You go before us in boldness. Lord, let us follow in the same. In Your name we pray. Amen.